Simon Kufnun Gimma, Kufnun Dalet, Seif Dalet, and Seif Hey. And we shall be addressing amongst many shilas the shilah of what is actually required to be put in Shemus, the Shemus boxes, what are you meant to put in, what are you meant to keep, what not. We'll be talking about various levels of Gniza as well. Siv Dalet, mit pochois sefer Torah, the covers of a sefer Torah, shebolu, they've been worn out, they're not usable anymore. Yechonil asis min tachichin lemeis mitzvah, they can be used as tachichin, as lemeis mitzvah, to clothe an nifter who's being buried in tachichin. So the mit pochois of a sefer Torah can be used as tachichin for a meis mitzvah. And that will be its Geniza. So it has to be a Meis Mitzvah. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, if Kotten Chof Aleph, first wide line, Meis Mitzvah Shetzrochov, Mutonin Al Tzorke Tzibu, it's an obligation upon the community to see to him and to see to his burial. So if he had relatives, then it would be upon the relatives to see to his Kavura. And that includes also the way he's got his Tachichin. It's an obligation on his close relatives. However, this individual over here, who is Nebuch Nifter without any close relative, he's considered a Meis Mitzvah, and therefore the obligation lies upon the community to see to his Tachichin, and they can use Mit Pochois, Sefer Torah, the covers of a Sefer Torah, to bury him. Sifei, Sefer Torah Shebolo, a Sefer Torah which is the letters are faded, Sefer Torah is not really usable anymore. Manichin Oisoi Beklei Cheres. The Sefer Torah has to be put in a Klei Cheres, in a ceramic. V'goinzin Oisoi Bekeva Tamet Chochom. And in that ceramic is going to be put in a Keva of a Talmud Chochom. So you're going to put the Sefer Torah, which you can't use anymore, into a ceramic, and that ceramic is placed in a Keva, in a burial place of a Talmud Chochom. Afilu Einoi Elo. Even if it's not such a high level Talmud Chochem, he's only Talmud Chochem, which can be shoyne halachos, he can learn Mishnayos, but he was not Mishamish Talmud Chochem, which the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishnah Berurah says, you put it in a shoyne halachos, if cotton chofei, we're going to go to early one shortly. Shoyne halachos means perish Mishnayos of Reises. He knows Mishnayos, he knows Reises. Velo shimush tamid chacham bigmoras. Shimush tamid chacham over here literally means serving and attending to the needs of a tamid chacham. He doesn't mean that literally over here. What shimush tamid chacham means over here, gemora. He shias boras tamid amishnah. So you put it in a cave of a person who knows Mishnayos well, he knows Reises. However, he's not too familiar with gemora. So we're not talking about a huge tamid chacham. But you're going to put that ceramic, which contains the Sefer Torah, you're going to put it in a keva of that kind of person. This is talking about a Sefer Torah, Shebola. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefer Koten Chof Beis, Sefer Torah Shebola Vuadin Nevi'im Uksuvim. This also applies to Nevi'im and to Ksuvim, Kshem Ksuvim Be'oir, when it's written on Klaf, V'Glilu, V'Dyoi, when it's written like a Sefer Torah, the halacha applies, it needs to be placed in a ceramic. And the same applies also, the poskim agree. Megillus, for instance, Parshas Megillus, obviously, but also when it comes to Parshas of Tefillin and Mezuzas, Och Shulchan Paskins, that's the consensus of all the poskim, they have to be put in separate Geniza, they have to be put in ceramic, which then is placed in a in a cave of a Talmud Chacham. So it cannot be placed directly in the earth, it needs to be put in ceramic. So that's Sefer Torah, and similarly also Tefillin Mezuzas need to go in ceramic. And you'll see that in the Shemus boxes, generally, they will have separate ways of being going, and you'll see that you don't generally put them in a general Shemus box, you'll put them separately. What about if there's no ceramic available, but you've got plastic? Is that good enough? So interestingly, many poskim say that, but the evidence is fine. The idea is not to put it directly in the earth. It should be something separating it. And therefore, consequently, if it's plastic, it could even be wood, any other material of separately holding it is acceptable. b'diavet, but lechatchila kli cheres, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sefkot Chof Gimel says b'kli cheres she loikium, it's long lasting. It's more likely to last long if it's in kli cheres. It's more likely to protect it. So it protects it as well. Yeah, so that's the reason. It protects it. It keeps it for longer. Now goin zin oisoi, Mishneh Berurah says the following: goin zin oisoi, sefkot Chof Dalet v'uadin sha'as svarim shebolu. Similarly, other safarim shebolu which can't be used anymore, shetzorich legonzon which need to be put in shemes, but also the sofen you have to burn. 2 points of here which are really important. One is that svarim can only be put in shemes if they are shebolu, in a matzav of bolu that you don't need them anymore. They cannot, not you don't need them anymore, on the contrary, that they cannot be used anymore. Bolu, the letters are faded. If they can be still used, then you're not really allowed to get rid of them. It's only because bolu. So if you've got a good sefer which is still in a good condition, say for instance Menchas Chinuch, but you bought a new Menchas Chinuch now, which is a far far better print. So then really, it's not really, you can't just put it in shemes. If you've got an old chumash and old siddur, you've got a new one now which is far better. You can't just put the old one in the shemes because it's not bolu, it's not rendered unusable. So that's an important point to consider as well. And of course, we're learning over here sha'as forim, which means other sforim. Other sforim as well. It's not just with regards to sforim in klaf and in joy on handwritten. It's any sforim which should also be put in shemes. But also the sofen, you're allowed to burn them. This is contrary to a common misconception. You can't just burn sforim. It's an deraisa also the sofen. Although you're intending to avoid any disrespect of the sforim, but nevertheless, hashchosa of it, you're not allowed to burn them, to destroy it. Any destruction of sforim is an issa. You're not allowed to destroy them positively. You're allowed to remove them. You have to see them in a respectful and dignified way. And burning the sforim is the contrary. Because of a Rambam, the mitzvah lois asesim samachesh ma'avet kis v'kodesh. Somebody gets rid of sifrei kodesh, ma'avet, he destroys them over belav, over zon isu deraisa v'lois asun kein la'ashem olekechein. He's over on that. V'huadin b'chol tashmish k'tusha yesh li zoy b'zayim. Any tashmish k'tusha yesh b'zayim. It's a machloekis as to whether lois asun kein la'ashem olekechein refers to any form only if it's got Hashem Hashem. It's likely to refer only if the isu deraisa is only if it's mamash got the name of Hashem. But if it's a printed matter. But if it's not, it doesn't include the Shem Hashem, then it may not have the Issa Deraisa. If it's in a different language, that's a Shaila as well. If it's written in English, as to whether the Issa applies or not, it's also a Shaila, but the consensus is that it's more lenient, but the Issa does apply to some extent as well. And most importantly, what has to be pointed out at this stage is the huge Shaila of printed pages, printed matter. So Sforim is definitely included in the obligation to be going as Sforim. There's no Shaila. I mean, there is a bit of a Shaila about it, but the consensus is that any Sforim, although it's not handwritten, in the early days of the printing press, there was a discussion about it, but the consensus of the Poskim is that any Sefer, it's printed, has to go into Shemus as well. The Shaila is much more when it comes to the newspapers and any printed schools have got a huge amount. And in fact, any home, any house has got lots of huge amount of Divrei Torah which have been printed. Divrei Torah in the newspapers, Divrei Torah on news sheets, school work, huge amount. I mean, we're talking about incredible amounts. Unimaginable to previous generations how much Torah is printed on a day-to-day basis. Do they require Shemus? Do they require to be put into Shemus or not? It's a big Shaila, and the contemporary Poskim discusses in great detail. I think it's true to say that there are Poskim who allow wrapping it up and putting it in dustbin. Especially if there's a certain suffix involved with various tzirufim of the fact that it's printed, the fact that it's English, the fact that it's not sometimes not clearly identified if it's in a newspaper, it's like spread around. So There are poskim who are mekel, it's true to say, but it's definitely true to say, even more so, that Dan Weiss, Rav Moshe, Rav Ozna, and many poskim actually do say that one should put it in Shemus. And it's a big discussion amongst the poskim, but one should be aware that there's a big shayla involved, and many poskim are machmir. It's interesting that the Mishneh Berurah, this shayla is quite a recent shayla. I think the first one who addresses the shayla is Abraham Oza, which is just in the pre-war years. But it looks like many poskim are machmir. When there is a sofek, when it's a sofek, you don't have to start searching through. I do know somebody who does search through literally all the newspapers and goes through. But if it's a sofek, if you're not sure, and it's not clearly defined where the Kurdish element is in the newspapers, then it's more lenient, because then you've got a sofek over the Rabbonon, and then you could be the Chayre Mekel. But if it's not a sofek, if it's a certain distinct area, then l'chayre, there is definitely room to be machmir, at the very least. Sivav, ein oisin metevo kisel sefer Torah. You are not allowed to make oroin, metevo is an oroin, kisel is a beam sefer Torah, aval mutar lasos metevo gdoy l'ktano, but to make a big beamer into from an oroin. You're allowed to make an oroin from a big oroin into a smaller oroin. You're allowed to make from a big beamer a small beamer, that's fine. I will also allow some menus, sharfuf, but you're not allowed to make out of this beamer a kise, a sharfuf, which is a kise cotton, a small shell, a kise. From the paroches, to make a bigger paroches into a smaller paroches, that's fine. Or you make a kind of mantle for the Sefer Torah from the paroches, that's fine as well. Avor lasos menu kis lechumish also, but to make out of this paroches, to make that into a holder, into a bag for a chumish, that is not permitted. So Mishneh Berurah says in Zifkot Chavav Mitevo Kisei Tevo Oren Hakodesh Tevo Oren Hakodesh Va'afte Kisei Ugam Kin Tashmish Kedusha Kisei. So the Kisei is also an Oren Hakodesh. The Bimei is an Oren Hakodesh. Afilo Achi also, nevertheless, it's also the Tevo Asefer Torah Munach Patomit on the beam on the Oren Hakodesh. The Sefer Torah is there constantly. The Kisei, which is the bima, a noise number of sefer Torah lefami, only ends up occasionally. And therefore, you're lowering the kedusha. Okay. The Ramo paroiches shenachnu tolin lifnei ha'orin. Our paroiches, that the contemporary paroiches which we hang in front of the Oren HaKodesh, ein lo kedushas orin. There's no kedusha of an oren at all. Rakdush is based on Knesset, got the Kedush of based on Knesset. We explained that earlier. So it's got the Mishneh Berurah says in Sefkot Mechavtes, Ein lo Kedushas Oren, di bizmanenu lo oilom, Ein nois nimol of Sefer Torah, blo mitpachas. You're never going to wrap up a Sefer Torah with in a paroiches, in the curtain, and therefore it's got no Kedusha at all. Mishneh Berurah does say, interestingly, you're allowed to make the paroches into a mapo and cover for the bima. He says, I don't know how that menu came from to spread it for chuppa of chasanim, for chasan kala, to have a chuppa to make out of paroches. I don't know where it comes from. He said, that really, that's a roda lekdusha, that really is unacceptable. The efshar the leiv based in Masne Aleim could be, says the Mishneh Berurah, maybe that's when it was initially created, it was done with the intention, understanding that it's going to be used for chuppah as well, therefore it hasn't got a complete kedusha, but the Mishneh Berurah doesn't seem to be happy with it. I'm going back to the Ramah, the rings, Shabbatun HaParoches, the rings which are being used for the Aparoches, has got no kedusha, it just rings that Poiches is hanging on. Bekomokim, nevertheless, also lasos memo etzim, shemesamba akir lechoy vasayoyim. although it's got no intrinsic kedusha, you can't use those ring to make simonim in the chavasim. It looks like they were used for making simonim for where you're up to in leaning, to use them for as bookmarks, as it were, to know where you're holding in the leaning. That's not good. You can't do that. She'enun kedushim k'mohem, because it's not as kedush as that. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkot Lamed Aleph brings a few very interesting halachas. Sifkot Lamed Aleph. Let's go through the halachas here. She'enun kedushim. She'enun lo elinoy v'lo elimalbush rakesima be'alma shalit. You can't use those rings as a bookmark, because to use as a bookmark for Sefer Torah is a hirata b'kedusha, because it doesn't beautify the Sefer Torah, and you don't really need it. So therefore, it's hirata b'kedusha. You can't use those rings for a bookmark in a Sefer Torah. V'alken hirata b'kedusha beis ha'knesses. It's taking it down from the kedusha of beis ha'knesses. Initially, they were beautifying the shul. It was the baruchas was hanging on it, and now using it as a bookmark. That's a hirata b'kedusha. V'achshav shenoah golit lo hayad b'sefer Torah lenoi. And now that you want to use those rings for the yad on the Sefer Torah, that's fine as well. Im ken tashmish kedusha, avet zik tashmish kedusha. Bevat hemut al asoysim mekloinsim, and you can certainly use those rings for that. The Mishnah Berurah says from the Taz, I'm skipping a little bit, and it says, Ayim betashim mefak bektas. He says that Taz says he's not so happy. Al mashenoygin b'Hoshana Rabba, that what people do on Hoshana Rabba, shel achshem etzim kol sifre Torah, some of them near doilek. That if all the sifre Torah are being taken out of the oren, that you put a candle in there, so that's not, it's not really right. It's true that the oren is empty now. Doesn't mean you're allowed to put a candle in there. To have a doifen oren akodesh tashmesh lo oisenei, because now what you're doing is that the oren akodesh is being meshamesh the neir, and that's a rodo l'ktusha, and that's not right. I'm skipping another few lines, and he brings now the following. Also, the shtamish b'sefer l'nosoi, you're not allowed to use a sefer. He's speaking regular sefer. You're not allowed to use a sefer l'nosoi for one's own benefit. Kigoyin such as logim b'fnei achamo. Don't hold a sefer to protect you from the sun. Shaloyiro chaveru mash oisa. If you want to have a bit of privacy and you hold the sefer up that your friend can't see what you're doing, you can't do that either. You can't just you can't hold the Sefer Torah up for your own personal benefit. That's lack of kedusha. But aniach sefer ache tachas sefer shalom et boy. You can't put one sefer under the other sefer kedei leakbir, to lift in it, to heighten it. So you want to bring the sefer closer to you. So putting another sefer underneath it, that it says yesh lehat, you're allowed to do that. If the sefer was there already, yesh lahati ivemunach sefer echot lekul al mamut elaniach sefer acher olav. If there was a sefer there already, you can put another sefer on top. In yeshivas, a bit of a similar shaila. In yeshivas, there's a common minhag that if especially in yeshivas, that there's a lack of space and lack of seats, so it works on a first come first serve basis. If you want to quickly grab a shtender or grab a place and you open up a sefer there to show you around, that's what generally the yeshivas do. You just put the sefer there to show you're here, and you're coming back in a minute. And so, is he allowed to do that or not? So it's not so poshut, because if you think about it, you're using the sefer for your own personal benefit. And some poskim don't like that at all. Some poskim are more makil, because if you're actually going to use that sefer shortly to learn from, you're putting your gemara there, and you're just preparing it. That's actually probably okay, because you're going to be ending. You're going to learn from that sefer shortly. If you're just putting a random sefer on the shtender, That would be probably making the sefer, using the sefer for your own benefit, which would be awesome. Mishnah Berurah then adds another halacha, one line further down. Lo yisaltet kuntos ala sefer shekuntos adayin in b'kedusha. Right, and then it says alin yach kuntresim. Don't put in empty sheets of paper into the sefer. Shaloichtuvu b'm divatov. There's no Torah written on those sheets. B'sefer v'lo shum dover. Don't put any other items there in the sefer as well. Don't put tissues in the sefer. Don't put empty sheets of paper into your sefer, because it's not meant to be it's a lack of covered. And certainly if you have a blank sheet of paper and you're writing some notes of your you're making some bookkeeping and some cheshbonos on it, certainly don't put it in your sefer. And don't use it as a if you want to, you've got a pen or a fountain pen or whatever it is you want to just try it out initially if it's working or not, certainly don't do that. And don't have that paper in a Gemara. And then he said, "V'tzorich limchus b'koshas from bookbinders." One should protest against bookbinders who do the following: Shemad bikin baluches as from kisvei kodesh, who are recycling the old worn out papers, old worn out sforim. They're recycling them and they're using them for the bookbinding. So you can't do that. V'yoduat is well known. Shemabed kisvei kodesh. Somebody is ma'abed who destroys kisvei kodesh over belav over on the lav of lo sasun kein Hashem lo keichem. So, by recycling used sforim and sheets as bookbinding purpose, you're over on Isod Reise of Lo Yisashon and Ken Hashem Lo Kechem. Again, even if he's avoiding the name of Hashem, Bifrat Hashem, Akuponim, Umeridim, Gdushosn, Vuse Gomu. I'm not sure if he's referring to Isod Reise or the Rabbonim, it's not glass clear. But if there's names of Hashem in there, he's certainly over on Isod Reise. If there's no Shem of Hashem, probably is over on the Rabbonon, but certainly is also to recycle sheets of Torah and to use that for bookbinding purpose. That's what we learned today. Just to recover tonight, the really, really important halachas, which we started, Simon Kuf Nun Dalet, Sevov, Sev Dalet, we spoke about the Meis Mitzvah. The Tachichin can be made from the covers of the Sefer Torah, only for Meis Mitzvah, otherwise the family is obligated to see to different Tachichin. The Sefer Torah, which has been used, and the letters are fading, the Sefer Torah should be put in a ceramic keli, and it should be placed in a keva next to a keva of Talmid Chochem. By the way, I didn't mention it doesn't have to be mamash by a keva of Talmid Chochem. It can be a bit further down. It doesn't have to be literally by the keva of the Talmid Chochem. It can also be by a bit further down, and that's generally the minhag. So not literally in the keva. And we learned that this is only with regards to Sifrei Torah, Parshas, Tefillin, Mezuzahs, etc. If it's not on that level of Kedusha, then it doesn't have to be put in a ceramic, it can just be placed in a Sheamus Ligniza. We spoke extensively about the Shail of the newspapers, and we then mentioned that you can recycle various items of Kedusha, can be recycled and used for other purposes. And then we moved on to the various halachas mentioned in the Mishneh Berurah, which is with regards to Sephorim. We spoke about the halachas that you're not allowed to use a Sephor for your own benefit. We spoke about the book binders, and we spoke about not putting random sheets of paper into a sefer as well. Okay, that's for today's share.